beckoned him, and by your mercy beckoned him. I am blind, beckoned him. Allah will show mercy. Inshallah, beckoned him.
You. Turn around, slowly.
Be, if you wish.
Turn around. I want to have a look at you.
By your mercy, be. I am blind, be. A little help. Allah will bless.
Take off those glasses. Go on, get them off.
Please, be. Have mercy, one wretched man.
Move.
My glasses, be. I do not...
No, you.
Revlon, the creators of That Man and Pup, essentially male grooming aids, present Adam Kane in
Puppy Day. I can always tell when Viv's upset. He gets distracted easily. He stares at nothing in particular. He walks about a lot, and he gets a sort of injured, the whole world's against me look.
Honestly, Adam, you could have got here a bit sooner.
No, I couldn't.
I asked my secretary to call you over 2 hours ago.
She tried. I wasn't there. And what's happened?
Huh.
Are we expecting royalty?
What?
Or can we both sit down and be comfortable?
Sit down, please.
Both of us. I'll get a crick in my neck if you wander around like that. Didn't it arrive, then?
What?
The invitation to the Royal Garden Party. They left you out this year, that's it, isn't it? So you want me to sneak into the palace and do something horrible like dropping a burning fag onto the royal billiard table?
I wish you'd shut up and listen to me.
I haven't said nothing yet.
We're in a nasty spot, Adam. Jokes are in very poor taste.
Sorry.
You know Gorman, don't you? Billy Gorman?
Yeah, good bloke.
He's in jail.
Blimey. And what's he done?
Under sentence of death.
He... Hang on. We don't still do that, do we? We haven't topped anyone in England for years.
He isn't in England. He's in Turkey.
Oh, well, that's different then.
We sent him to Ankara to take care of Vostov. Minor KGB thug who's been mixing it a bit. Billy did just what we told him, but for one important mistake. He didn't realize just how efficient the Turkish police are.
And they nicked him for murder?
Exactly. And there were several eyewitnesses. He didn't stand a chance at the trial.
You're not suggesting that I go and get him out, are you?
Don't know what to do. There's a girl, you see.
Naturally, knowing Billy.
Of course, you never have that sort of trouble. She's here in London. She arrived this morning.
I don't believe this. I really don't.
What's so hard to believe?
He's in the nick and they're going to top him. Well, that's bad luck, but he knew the score when he joined up. He go on, tell him who he is and we don't lift a finger to help him. And you sit there and sigh like a prima donna. I don't get it.
Not the point at all, Adam. The girl was recruited by Gorman. She says he picked up a list of the KGB network after he killed Vostov.
That'd be useful.
Quite. But it's in a Turkish prison.
I get it. You don't want him back. You want the list.
Well, if you can get him out, I suppose it would be a sort of bonus.
That was better. That was more like the old Viv. He actually smiled. Yeah, looked like I was set for a trip to Turkey. I didn't mind that too much. I'd been there before. The birds were pretty to look at. Big girls. Most of them, but when they smiled, they could light up the world.
Mr. King, you knew him. You knew Billy.
I still do. They haven't shot him yet.
No.
You tell me you were sure about the list. The Turkish network.
Yes.
If they picked him up straight after the Russian got shot, how could you know?
I was there.
You saw them?
Vostov was disguised as a beggar, a blind beggar in the street. He had written the list the night before to sell to an American CIA agent.
You mean he was selling out?
Billy made him an offer, but the American had more money.
That's my boy, Billy. So he just shot him and helped himself.
It is not a joke, Mr. Kane. A man was killed, and another is going to die unless you can save him.
You ever trying to get someone out of jail in Ankara? Let me tell you about it. It's up on an hill, see? The old town is...
You forget that I live there.
Oh, yeah. Well, inside the Nick is a courtyard, see? The death cells are on the inside of the Nick, facing onto the courtyard. And that's where they do it.
Do it?
They put them up against the wall and shoot them. The blokes waiting their turn can see it happen. You have to go through the old prison to get to them. And once you're in there, the only way out is the way you've just come in. It can't be done.
I see.
Another cup of coffee?
No, thank you. Not the way they make it here.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You like to eat your coffee, don't you?
So, I have been wasting your time, yes.
You in love with Billy?
I don't know.
But you'd like the chance to find out.
Yes. Yes, I would like that. We had very little time. But now you say that it can't be done. I'm sorry to waste your time.
Hang on a sec. Wait. I said it couldn't be done. I didn't say I wasn't going to try. She said her name was Jalil. I didn't ask about the other part. I probably wouldn't have been able to pronounce that anyway. She looked pretty sad up until then. I couldn't really blame her. Her boyfriend was in dead bother, and at the Lion's Corner House, they didn't run to Turkish coffee. But when I stopped her and said the silly thing I did say, she smiled, and the world lit up.
You'll travel separately, of course. Air Britannia's flight to Tehran via Ankara. Leaves tonight at 6. All right so far?
Yeah, I think so.
The man at the embassy is called Marshall. He should be able to help a little, but he's a bit of a lightweight. We only use him to liaise with the Turkish officials. Needless to say, he's been working on the Goran business, but without any success. Turks are rather touchy about this one. They think Gorman was an opium smuggler working for the mafia. Of course, the man he shot was dressed as a beggar, and that didn't help either. Public opinion and all that. Beggars are respected people in the Middle East.
Yeah, tell me about the opium business. Was Gorman working a bit on the side?
I hardly think so. Not opium, anyway. And certainly not for the mafia. No, I think you can discount that.
I wonder. The Turkish cops are pretty bright.
The KGB aren't fools either, Adam.
You think they planned it, Sonic?
Why not? Oh, I'd be careful if I were you.
Why?
Vostok was killed. They're one down. I wouldn't put it past them to try and even the score.
That's all right.
Marshall, British Embassy. I'll get your bag, sir.
I wouldn't worry if I were you.
No trouble. I do it faster than you. Diplomatic privileges and all that. I've got a car waiting that way.
You think of everything.
Oh, thank you. We try to, of course. There. That didn't take long, did it?
Very quick and very conspicuous.
I beg your pardon.
Doesn't matter. What about the girl?
Girl? I wasn't told about a girl.
Well, that's all right, then, isn't it?
Which girl is this, Mr. Kane? Honestly, if they told me about a girl, I could...
We'd have blown her cover as well. Just as well they didn't. Where are we going?
Well, now, I wasn't sure what you wanted to do, so we'll pop into the embassy first, have a cup of tea, and then work things out. Is that all right with you?
Splendid. When do I see the president?
I beg your pardon.
I hope the guard of honor doesn't have to wait too long. No, I think we might do without the old brass band, just a discreet fanfare of trumpets, and an 11-gun salute will do.
Are you pulling my leg, Mr. Kane?
You know what I am.
Oh, yes, I think so. You're MI6, aren't you? Like Paul Gorman.
Right. And unlike Paul Gorman, I want to stay free and alive, which I won't do if you go on like an Hollywood press agent. You know we've got company, don't you?
What?
The big black car that's been following us from the airport. I take it you know all about that.
Well, yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
Russians, aren't I?
Yes. It's quite routine, you know. We follow their cars from the airport as well.
Well, well. That's nice and cozy.
I didn't like Marshall much, and I think he got the idea quickly enough. But he kept on trying. We had a nice little tea party at the embassy, and they moved me to an hotel. I walked through the front door, following the little Turkish boy carrying my bag. As he dumped it at the reception desk, I picked it up and walked out the back way. They shouted something at me, but it didn't do any good, because I couldn't understand what they were saying. I found a taxi and moved to another hotel. This time, the big black car didn't follow me. But it didn't mean they stopped taking an interest.
Good morning, Mr. Gorman.
Hello.
How are you? Are they treating you well?
Yes, not bad. Don't like the sound effects much.
The what?
Out there.
Ah, yes, the executions. You think we are a barbaric people, Mr. Gorman?
I thought all the questions were over, Colonel.
Perhaps. Your friend is back in Ankara.
Jalil.
You don't seem surprised.
I didn't know she'd gone anywhere.
She went to London. She's back. She brought someone with her.
Really?
Perhaps you know him. A Mr. Adam Kane.
Never heard of him.
That is surprising. It seems he knows a great deal about you. A pity.
What is?
That you are not friends. I might have been able to relay a message for you. He is coming to see me this afternoon. Now, what do you suppose he wants to talk about?
Will they let you see this?
I don't think so. It was hard enough to see this police chief. What's his name again?
Oos. Colonel Refik Oos.
Yeah? And I'm the Wicked Witch of the North.
I beg your pardon?
No, forget it. You're too young to appreciate that one. Refik Oos. Funny, that name does ring a bell after all. Now, where did I hear it?
Please sit down, madam. Mr. Kane.
Thank you.
You are looking at me strangely, Mr. Kane. You are wondering where you have seen me before.
Hmm.
From Augusta, Cyprus, 1954. Last time you were pointing a gun at me. I think you were trying to kill me.
Yeah. Suddenly it all came back. Famagusta, 1954. The Greek Cypriots wanted to unite with the mainland, and the Turkish Cypriots didn't. And neither side liked the British. So, when they weren't killing each other, they were throwing bombs at us. I remember Refik Oos. His picture was on 100 wanted posters alongside his old enemy, George Grievous. Oos was a younger man, but just as deadly. I'd cornered him in a cafe one night. He'd been in my gun sights.
I have wondered many times why you didn't shoot.
Yeah, so have I. It didn't seem like a good idea at the time.
For which I have often had cause to be grateful. And now you are here in Ankara. Why?
Your English prison.
You have come to plead for his life?
No.
But, Adam, you...
I think you'd better go and wait outside, darling.
No.
Please. Just for me.
Well, if you think it's a good idea.
How very extraordinary.
What is?
Your ability to handle Turkish women. I have it. That would explain everything. You are a Turk, an English Turk. If you do not want your friend's life, what do you want?
He is my friend.
No?
You're a policeman. You weren't in 1954.
I was in 1984, and I still am.
A policeman?
Ah. You suspect that Gorman was smuggling opium, right?
Right.
And so do we. And he's not the only one.
Oh, Mr. Kane, you realize, of course, that opium cultivation and smuggling is probably the largest section of Turkey's gross national product.
Yeah, what I meant was Gorman's not the only Englishman.
Ah.
Are you interested?
Englishman here in Turkey?
Yeah.
I am very interested, my friend. Please to go on.
Care about Billy's life, do you?
Surprisingly enough, I do.
And the network list?
That too.
If it came to a choice between them, which one would you choose?
And now that isn't a fair question.
It would be the list, wouldn't it? It would have to be the list.
Want some wine?
Answer me, Adam. I must know.
Yeah. It would be the list. Well, aren't you going to walk out or throw something at me?
I can't walk out. This is my house.
Yeah.
Please, come over here. Look, you see?
Thank you. It's very beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, I love it. It is my place. I would stand here many times with Billy Gorman. He's a lot like you, Adam. Did you know that?
I hadn't really noticed.
He talks like you and... he's brave and clever like you. But...
but what?
Will you do something for me, please?
What?
Will you kiss me, please?
You understand that I cannot permit you into the prison with a weapon, Mr. Kane.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
I'm taking a great chance even letting you talk with the man. If I'm making a mistake, it could cost me my position, and I would not like that. It's taken me many years to achieve. If you are contemplating something stupid like a brave rescue attempt, I will be very harsh, Mr. Kane. This is Gorman.
Thanks.
You understand that I must stay with you.
He was sitting on his bunk, back to the door. He even turned to look when we walked in. At the sound of my voice, he whipped around and stared. I lifted my left hand and pulled my ear. That meant, you don't know me. It took him a split second, but he registered. I hoped that Rethick hadn't noticed the aft-formed greeting or the spark of recognition.
So, you're Gorman?
Yes. Who are you?
Kane. Adam Kane. Scotland Yard Special Branch.
You come to arrest me?
I've come to talk to you.
Can you get me out of this?
I don't know, Gorman. It's up to you. You were working for someone here in Ankara, weren't you? You were buying bulk opium and shipping it to England.
Is that what they told you?
If you tell us who you were working for, then I might be able to persuade Colonel Uz here to have your sentence changed. I can't promise.
That's not a deal, is it?
Do you know a place called Afyon, Gorman?
No.
You're lying, Gorman. Afyon in the Taurus Mountains. Afyon Karahisar.
Never heard of the place.
Well, then, you're going to get a look at it.
What?
Afyon is where they grow opium poppies. It's where the buyers meet to choose the crop. We're going to take you there. Under guard. You're going to point someone out to us, Gorman.
He was puzzled. He knew I was trying to spring him, but he couldn't work out just how. Rethick called his guards, and Gorman was marched out to a little closed van and locked in the back with his two armed muscle men. Rethick and I followed in a big black police car.
What are you planning, Mr. Kane?
I told you. We'll wait until the buyer arrives and hope that Gorman can point him out to us.
And you are assuming that I have failed to remember that a combined NATO exercise is taking place in the Taurus Mountains at the moment?
No.
A simple helicopter pickup. Is that what you have planned? You are not a simple policeman, are you, Mr. Kane?
How long will it take us to get there?
We are already there.
What?
There. The Black Mountain. That is Afyon.
I don't want Gorman for himself.
Afyon Karahisar. It will take the van a while to catch us. Come, look at the view, Mr. Kane. Do you know what Afyon Karahisar means?
No.
It means the Black Castle of Opium.
It was a hot, gusty afternoon. Dust devils whirled down the long, straight furrows. The foothills were silver and shimmery, and the distant peaks of the Taurus Mountains were massive, snow-capped, and black, standing out of the haze like the towers of a castle. There were women in the fields, women in baggy trousers and scarves tied round their heads. They were shuffling down the long rows of poppies, pulling the little seed pods from the brittle stems.
At a guess, Mr. Kane, how much of this land would you say was under poppies?
Don't know. Lots of it.
About 300 square miles.
Yeah?
20 square miles can produce over 500 tons of raw opium. That is the total world requirement for medicinal purposes. What do you suppose happens to the other 7,000 tons? You understand the problems of a policeman in modern Turkey.
Yeah, I see.
That is why I'm taking this risk, Mr. Kane. I want the smugglers. I want all of them. Gorman is a little man. I don't need his life. I want the men who control the rackets here. Ah, here comes the van.
No, it doesn't.
What?
That isn't the van. That's a car.
I know that car.
Yeah, so do I. It brought me to Ankara from the airport.
Afternoon, Colonel. Mr. Kane. My, but you led us a dance. If Jalil here hadn't known where you were going...
Hello.
What are you doing here, Mr. Marshall?
My job, old man. Looking after my country's interests.
He made me bring him out.
Yeah. What do you want, Marshall?
It was getting out of hand. Messy. Too many people in the wrong places. It was supposed to be a simple operation. An RAF helicopter at the meeting place. Refik and the guards are mobilized by tear gas. Gorman and the list liberated. Now, I didn't know what was going to happen. While I was still wondering about it, the little prison van breasted the hill and pulled up behind Refik's car.
Better keep him in there, Colonel.
What?
You keep out of this, Marshal. You're not supposed to be here.
Oh? But I am, you see. It's quite vital that I be here. Keep him in the van. And tell your goons to stay there as well. I don't want to have to shoot you, Refik.
So, you are the smuggler, Marshal.
Smuggler? Oh, dear me. Please tell him the score, Kane. I think he ought to know, don't you?
He isn't a smuggler, Refik. He's a spy, a Russian spy.
I couldn't risk Gorman giving you that list, Kane. It would have blown my whole network. That's right, Refik. Keep them all in the van.
What are you going to do?
Simple little grenade under the van. The petrol will do the rest.
No.
Stay over there where I can see you all.
He moved away from us slowly. The submachine gun barrel didn't waver. He knew how to use it. And I didn't want to give him the chance. Not yet. The grenade was in his hand, the pin already out when... The RAF suddenly arrived. He looked up, startled. The gun barrel dropped. It was the chance I wanted. The grenade fell at his feet. He stared at it and started to bring the gun to bear. I got in another shot. He stumbled and then fell over the grenade. I think Refik was quite relieved, too.
He's a good man, Ed.
Yeah.
Billy has been sent home.
This morning. Are you going to see him again?
I don't think so.
I'm going tomorrow.
I know.
And you're going to stay here in Ankara?
I told you, Ed. It is my place. It is more to me than people.
I see.
You don't have to go yet.
My plane leaves in the morning.
But not now. Not tonight.
My name is Adam Kane, is broadcast each week at this time with Don McCorkindale as Adam Kane. The series is written by Dale Cutts, produced by Margaret Heal, and brought to you by Revlon, the world's leading fashion color house, makers of Moondrops, Natural Wonder, and the Revlon Cosmetic Ranges.